Booth. It's a name that immediately brings to mind the notorious figure John Wilkes, the man who shot Lincoln. But perhaps in a more peaceful world, the name Booth would bring to mind his brother Edwin, one of the biggest stars of the stage in the 19th century. Let's talk about this infamous Bel Air family on Majestic Maryland. The story of Abraham Lincoln's assassin, eventual downfall after being cornered in a barn following a daring escape, is one every American learns at some point. But there is a lot more to the Booths of Bel Air than John. Start with the patriarch of the family, Junius Booth. The elder Booth was a renowned Shakespearean actor from England who fled to the States with his mistress after their affair became the talk of London. His bay and him found themselves in Bel Air and built their still-standing Tudor Hall to raise their new family, Edwin, Julius Jr., Aisha, and John Wilkes Booth. Junius worked hard to provide for his family, taking his portrayals of famous Shakespeare plays like Richard III, Romeo and Juliet, and most famously Hamlet across the United States. And eventually, when his son Edward became old enough, he invited him to tour the country with him, the fledgling actor occasionally taking the stage himself. The elder Booth was known not just for his acting, but also his fierce temper and hard drinking, which would get him into trouble on more than one occasion. This led to him yelling profanities at his fellow cast members, sometimes mid-performance, especially if he felt that they did something to ruin the show, even getting violent on occasion, such as attempting to smother an actress with a pillow during a scene. He also displayed bizarre behavior on account of his alcoholism, such as crowing like a rooster, simply because he wanted to. He also enjoyed threatening presidents, Andrew Jackson in particular. He sent Andrew a few letters demanding to fight him in public on various occasions, and a few things far worse. This anti-authoritarian streak may have been passed down to his sons. After he passed in 1857, the younger Booth brothers would start their own careers. Edwin Booth would quickly become a star in very little time, traveling abroad with various theater troupes through the 1950s. They played in any place that would have them, riverboats, saloons in mining towns out west. Booth even performed overseas, traveling as far as Australia and Hawaii, at the time very exotic and distant locales for an American from humble Harford County. Towards the end of the decade, he felt the call most actors did, Broadway. Moving to New York and developing his career further by taking roles that his father was known for and upstaging his fellow thespians. In New York, he also took a position at the Winter Garden Theater, becoming one of the higher-ups, adding director and manager to his titles. As an actor, Edwin was probably best known for his portrayals of Hamlet. The role had become so synonymous with his own name, he was often photographed and painted in his costumes. He would open his own theater for a short time after the Winter Garden was destroyed in a fire, and for 100 nights straight, Hamlet, nothing but Hamlet. He would also marry twice, once in 1860 and again in 1867. His first marriage gave him his daughter Edwina, who would be a very important part of his life until his last days. The Booth and Lincoln families almost were fated to be connected. Whereas his brother would take the life of the Lincoln's famous patriarch, Edwin actually saved the life of Abe's son Robert. The story goes that Robert was waiting for a train late one night. Leaning upon the cab, which was already a dangerous move, proved to be a very dangerous choice, as the machine began to move and dragged Robert with it, and if it wasn't for a quick hand pulling his arm, a starstruck Robert may not have lived to tell the tale, one that he told frequently to anyone who would lend an ear, that he was saved by the famous actor Edwin Booth. And one that would help Edwin come to terms with events of his life following his brother's assassination of Robert's father. John Wilkes was loyal to the Confederate cause, something that the rest of his family couldn't claim. Edwin himself was pro-Union, and John wasn't just a Confederate supporter, but he actually aided the Southern Army as a spy in some cases. He and a group of other conspirators tried a few times to kidnap Lincoln as a prize to the heads of the Confederate Army in Richmond, Virginia. Before it was decided that killing Abe was the only option after Richmond was taken by Union troops. The assassination of Lincoln was devastating to the country, and it tore the Booth family apart. Edwin, Julius Jr., and Aisha were all avid supporters of Lincoln and the Union. The other siblings both removed themselves from public life, Aisha even leaving the country for England. Edwin had little choice but to retire for a while, taking a step away from acting and public life altogether, betrayed and shamed by his own kin. However, Edwin would eventually return to the public eye. He took about 6 months before he was able to face his public again, returning to the same prestige in no time at all. His later life was just as full of accomplishments, one such being the founding of the Players Club in 1888. It would be both a social club for the theatrical community of the day to meet and talk about their world, and the home of Edwin until his death in 1893. While his brother's name would become cemented in history into history books as one of America's greatest villains, with little else to his name, and John Wilkes' own acting career was absolutely forgettable compared to his brother's, Edwin's legacy is still revered by histories in theater and stage. The Shakespearean thespian's memory lives on in various places dedicated to him, especially those where he performed. And the City University of New York gives out awards in his honor to theater students yearly. Here, in his birthplace of Bel Air, the fountain outside of the post office is dedicated to him, as well as a few portraits inside. Also, the Players Club that he founded towards the end of his life is still around in Gramercy Park. So take a trip to visit Tudor Hall in Churchville sometime, and remember the better group of friends.